Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹早安。
Let's have one more word of prayer.
咱们再有一点祷告。
Father, we do thank you that you give us grace this morning to come and worship you today.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你给我们恩典，今天早晨我们可以来到你的面前。
And we thank you so much for giving Jesus to us.
谢谢你把主耶稣赐给我们。
And Lord Jesus, we turn to you now.
主耶稣现在在你的右边。
Because you are the way, the truth, and the life.
他是真理，也是也是爱。
And as our brother Peter said, who else can we turn to? You have the words of eternal life.
像我们彼得弟兄所讲的，你有永生之道，我们还归附谁呢？
So Father, we ask you to use your word.
天父，我们求你使用你的工作。
To speak to our hearts.
使用你的话来向我们，对我们心说话。
And reveal Christ to us.
把基督向我们打开。
We commit this time to you.
我们把这时间交在你的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's read from Gospel John chapter 1.
我们一起读约翰福音第一章。
We will read from 1 to 13.
我们会读到一到第十三节。
And 19 to 37.
And 第十九节到二七节。
Gospel John 1 to 13 and 19 to 37.
约翰福音一到第十三节，十九节到三十七节。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
He was with God in the beginning.
这道太初与神同在。
Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
In him was life, and that life was the light of men.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it.
光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John.
有一个人是从神那里差来的，名叫约翰。
He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe.
这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。
He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light.
他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。
The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world.
那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。
He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him.
他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him.
他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God.
这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Verse 19.Now this was John's testimony when the Jews of Jerusalem sent priests and Levites to ask him who he was.
约翰所做的见证记在下面，犹太人从耶路撒冷差祭司和利未人到约翰那里问他说，你是谁？
He did not fail to confess, but confessed freely, I am not the Christ.
他就明说，并不隐瞒，明说我不是基督。
They asked him,Then who are you? Are you Elijah? He said, I am not. Are you the prophet? He answered, no.
他们又问他说，这样你是谁呢？是以利亚吗？他说，我不是。是那先知吗？他回答说，不是。
Finally, they said, who are you? Give us an answer to take back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?
于是他们说，你到底是谁？叫我们好回复差我们来的人。你自己说你是谁。
John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, I am the voice of one calling in the desert. Make straight the way for the Lord. Now some Pharisees who had been sent questioned him, "Why then do you baptize if you are not the Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet?"
那些人是法利赛人差来的，他们就问他说：“你既不是基督，不是以利亚，也不是那先知，为什么施洗呢？”
"I baptize with water," John replied, "but among you stands one you do not know."
约翰回答说：“我是用水施洗，但有一位站在你们中间是你们不认识的。”
"He is the one who comes after me, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie."
就是那在我以后来的，我给他解鞋带也不配。
This all happened at Bethany on the other side of the Jordan, where John was baptizing.
这是在约旦河外伯大尼，约翰施洗的地方做的见证。
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
This is the one I meant when I said, "A man who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me."
这就是我曾说有一位在我以后来，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。
I myself did not know him, but the reason I came baptizing with water was that he might be revealed to Israel.
我先前不认识他，如今我来用水施洗，为要叫他显明给以色列人。
Then John gave this testimony, "I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him."
约翰又作见证说，我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下，住在他的身上。
I would not have known him, except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, "The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit."
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说：“你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。”
I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God.
我看见了就证明这是神的儿子。
The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples.
再次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。When
he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God."
他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”When
the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus.
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。This
morning, I would like to share by observing and looking at John, his life and his testimony.
今天早晨我愿意和大家一起来看施洗约翰他的所行所作。So
that we can learn something from him and his life.
我们可以在他的生活生命中学到我们的功课。John
the Baptist was one of very few people in the Bible whose birth was foretold by an angel.
这个施洗的约翰呢，是和天使对他有预言。Some
of the others who were foretold by an angel of their birth was Isaac, Samson, and of course Jesus.
有些天使预先告诉我们的，像这些像撒母耳，还有这个主耶稣。His
father was Zechariah, a priest, and his mother's was Elizabeth.
他的爸爸是撒加利亚，他的妈妈是以利沙伯。They
were both descendants of Levi.
他们都是利未人后代。But
they were getting old and they were, didn't have any children.
他们年老的时候呢，仍然没有孩子。Naturally,
they wanted to have children, so they prayed to God to give them children.
自然的，他们没有孩子，所以他们向神仰望，要孩子。
And one day, as Zechariah was in the temple burning incense to the Lord,
有一天呢，撒加利亚在神的殿里面来烧香的时候，
Angel Gabriel appeared to him.
这个有天使长加百列向他显现。
Gabriel said, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John."
这里的天使就对撒加利亚说，撒加利亚不要惧怕啊，你的妻子伊丽莎白要为你生一个儿子，他的名字要叫做约翰。
Of course, Zechariah was afraid. He was terrified.
当然，撒加利亚非常的惧怕。
He had never seen an angel before. He had never talked to an angel before.
他以前没有看到过天使，也没有给天使讲过话。
Although he was afraid when he heard this news, he couldn't believe it.
虽然他有害怕，听到这个消息的时候，他也不能够相信。
So he expressed his doubt about his old wife having a baby.
他就对他的年老的妻子能生孩子这件事情表示怀疑。
Then Angel Gabriel said, "Okay, because you doubted, you're not going to be able to speak until John is born."
天使长加百列就对他说，因为你不信，所以你要一直到到孩子到最后才能够说话。
So we all know. Elizabeth becomes pregnant.
我们知道，伊丽莎白就怀孕。
6 months after this,
六个月以后。
So John is 6 months old in the baby, in the stomach.
这个婴孩约翰呢，已经六个月在母亲的腹中。
The same angel Gabriel appears to Mary.
第二次加百列向玛利亚显现。
And he also tells Mary, "Don't be afraid."
他也对玛利亚说，不要惧怕。
You have found favor with God.
你在神面前蒙恩。
You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus.
你要怀孕生子，要给他起名叫耶稣。
He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High.
他要成为大，他要成为至高者的儿子。
The Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
主神要把大卫的他的先祖大卫的宝座给他，让他呢在雅各家执掌王权，他的国没有穷尽。
Now, Mary is pregnant also.
这样呢，玛利亚就怀孕。
John is 6 months older than Jesus.
约翰比耶稣早六个月。
So Mary is excited about what's happening, and she goes to visit Elizabeth.
玛利亚就非常的高兴，她就来拜访这个伊丽莎白。
And we find that when the announcement is made that Mary is visiting Elizabeth,
我们看到这有一个宣告，就是玛利亚来见伊丽莎白。
As Elizabeth goes out to greet Mary, John is jumping for joy.
伊丽莎白在去迎见玛利亚的时候，在怀中的这个约翰呢，就非常的欢喜跳跃。
Although John is only 6 months old in the womb, his spirit is able to recognize that he is in the presence of God.
虽然约翰在腹中只有六个月，但是他能够知道主耶稣而且非常欢喜。
Gabriel had said to Zechariah, he talking about John will be filled with the Holy Spirit while yet in his mother's womb.
加百列对约翰的这个预言，就是当他在母亲怀里腹里的时候，就会被圣灵充满。
Gospel Luke also tells us that Mary and Elizabeth are relatives.
路加福音也告诉我们，玛利亚和伊丽莎白是亲戚。
So John and Jesus are cousins.
约翰和耶稣他们是表兄弟。
So they literally knew each other even in the mother's womb.
当他们在各自的母亲的腹中的时候，他们就已经相识。
They grew up together.
他们一起长大。
They saw each other often.
他们经常会见面。
They played together.
他们一起玩耍。
They ate together.
他们一起吃饭。
And at least once a year, they saw each other during the Passover.
至少有一年一次，他们在这个逾越节的时候可以相见。
So John is Jesus's 哥哥 ，right?
约翰和耶稣。
This is big brother.
是他的哥哥。
So John watched Jesus grow up.
约翰呢就看到耶稣长大。
John knew Jesus as a boy.
约翰呢认识耶稣的时候，耶稣还是一个男孩。
As a young man.
或者是一个年轻人。
And also as a man.
或长大成人。
By the time we see John in the Gospel, John.
当我们在约翰福音中看到约翰的时候。
These two men are 30 years old.
他们大概是30岁。
At some point in John's life,
在约翰的生命当中,
I could picture John going up to his dad
我们可以看, 想象啊, 约翰来到他父亲面前,
and saying, Dad,
爸爸,
I don't think I belong here in the temple. I don't belong here in the temple.
我不属于这个圣殿。
Because he's a priest, his father's a priest, he's supposed to be a priest too.
因为约翰他的父亲是祭司，所以他也应该是祭司。
So he tells his dad, you know, I want to go live out in the wilderness.
他说我想到这个旷野居住。
God is calling me into the desert.
他就说神呼召我到旷野。
I want to live eating locusts and honey and dressed in caveman suit.
我想到旷野呢吃蝗虫野蜜啊，我披着骆驼毛的衣服。
So Zechariah, as a father, as a priest, as a descendant of Levi, you could imagine how he reacted.
撒迦利亚作为一个父亲，作为一个祭司，作为一个利未人，他会怎样反应呢？
You could imagine Zechariah telling John, you know, you're a descendant of Levi.
你可以想象呢，撒迦利亚会对约翰说：“你是利未人的后代。”
You and I, we have the privilege and the honor and the duty to serve in the temple that nobody, not anybody, can have.
你和我呢，都有这样的特权，可以在圣殿里面，别人没有的，可以来在这里服侍神。
But as he's spending the whole night talking to his son,
他可能有一整个晚上都在和他们父子俩一起这样辩论。
He remembers in the back of his mind what Angel Gabriel said to him before John was even conceived.
就是加百列天使向他显现的时候，甚至在约翰没有出生之前所讲的话。
Many of the people of Israel will he, talking about John, bring back to the Lord their God.
那个时候就讲到约翰呢，要把许多的以色列人带回到神面前。
And he will go on before the Lord in the spirit of, in the spirit and power of Elijah.
他要在这些以色列百姓面前行的有这个以利亚的心智。
To turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous.
他可以把那些儿女的心转向父亲啊，把那些悖逆的儿女们能够带到神面前。
To make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
能够预备这些人能够来迎接我们的主。
So in the end, John receives his father Zechariah's blessings to go into the wilderness.
所以在最后的时候呢，这个约翰就得到他父亲撒迦利亚的祝福啊，来去到旷野。
Now he's John's not like your average people teenager here who wants to go out and party.
约翰不像我们当中或许有些年轻人啊，他们愿意出去呢，就是一起这个快乐。
He doesn't go out with his friends into the wilderness drinking and partying.
他不是和他的朋友啊到这个旷野去一起举办这些舞会啊，或者是喝酒饮酒作乐。
He actually spends time reading his Bible.
他呢是花时间来读圣经。
And meditating and fellowshipping with the Lord.
来和神有这样的交通。
When he gets hungry, he'll go look for some locusts.
当他饿的时候呢，他就去抓蝗虫。
Catch them, roast them in the fire.
把它在火里面烧烤以后。
Go look for some honey in a honey a beehive.
然后把那个蜜从这个树上取下来。
Dip his roasted locusts in the honey and have for his dinner.
就把这个蝗虫呢蘸着这个蜂蜜吃。
And as he's eating his dinner, he would read his Bible.
当他吃的时候, 他就在一同在读他的圣经。
One day he comes across Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3.
有一天他就读到, 以赛亚书第40章第3节。
He reads, A voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God.
以赛亚书40章第3节就说有人声喊着说在旷野预备耶和华的路在沙漠地修平我们神的道。This
is not the first time John reads Isaiah.
这不是约翰第一次读以赛亚书。He
has read it many times before.
他以前也读过许多遍。As
a matter of fact, ever since he was little, his father would remind him.
甚至在他很小的时候,他的父亲就这样告诫他,
You know, before you were even born, an angel appeared to me.
甚至你在你没有出生之前,有天使向我显现。
And he quoted Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3.
在以赛亚书第4章第3节,
A voice of one calling in the desert, prepared the way for the Lord.
有人声喊着说,在旷野预备耶和华的路。
So John is reading Isaiah chapter 3, verse 40.
约翰在读以赛亚书40章第3节。
And even though he has read it so many times, this time something jumps out at him.
虽然他读过很多遍,但这次呢,他就突然被提醒。
The words from the Bible goes not just to his head, but goes to his heart.
就神的话呢,就不仅进入他的脑子里,而是进入他心中。
These words stir up something in his spirit.
这话呢,就在他灵里面起作用。
And God says to John, John.
神就对约翰说,约翰,
This verse was written for you.
这句话是为你所写。
I put it in the hearts of Isaiah the prophet to write this verse, these words, exactly as it appears.
我把这个话就放在以赛亚这个先知的里面，他就写下这样的话。
You are to be that voice in the desert.
你就要成为那个在旷野中的人声。
So he meditates, he chews upon this word.
他就来默想，来咀嚼神的话。
And finally, he comes to the realization, he comes to the point where he agrees with the Holy Spirit, says, yes, this is what I was created for.
最后呢,他就和神的话就是得到默契,就是是的,这就是我到世界的原因。
God is calling me to be that voice in the desert.
来呼召我成为那个旷野中的声音。
And we find that God puts other burdens in John's heart.
我们也发现呢,神也把其他的这个负担交在约翰的心中。
So by the time we see John in the Gospels,
到我们在约翰福音读到约翰的时候,
although he's 30, he's been preaching for a while.
他虽然只有30岁, 但他已经, 传道多年。
He's been teaching for a while.
他已经, 教导很多年。
He has many disciples after him.
他有很多的门徒。
John is somebody that is not afraid of anybody.
约翰不惧怕任何人。John
goes into the towns and even challenges and calls the Pharisees, the leaders of Israel, you brood of vipers.
约翰到城里向这些法利赛人传道的时候，就对这些人说：“你这些毒蛇的种类。”He
even calls out the king, King Herod, and says, "You should not marry your brother's wife."
他甚至对这个王希律王说：“你不应该娶你弟兄的妻子。”So
by this time he is famous.
到现在这个约翰福音的时候，他已经非常大大有名。
People are talking about it.
大家都在谈论他。
People are saying, "Wow, this guy. He dresses like a caveman, but he speaks powerfully."
他说啊，这个人啊，像这个在山洞居住的人，但是他说起话来大有能力。
He speaks with power and authority that comes from God.
他所讲的话有能力，有权柄，是来自于神。
And they whisper, could this be Elijah?
他们就小声说，这会不会是以利亚呢？
Could this be that prophet that God spoke to Moses about?
会不会是那个摩西所讲的那先知呢？
That I will raise up a prophet among you in the later days.
我要在你们当中，神说，要兴起一位先知像我。
They even dare to question, murmur, could this be the Christ?
甚至他们也可能会说到，这会不会就是那个基督呢？
So people are talking about him.
很多人在讲论他。
People want to be his disciples.
很多人想成为约翰的门徒。
And they want to follow him.
他们都想跟从约翰。
And John, growing up with Jesus,
当约翰靠近主的时候，主耶稣的时候，
Although when he was little, he looked at Jesus and said, "Hey, I'm older than you."
虽然他们小的时候呢，约翰会说，我比你大。
I'm older than you. You gotta call me Gaga. I'm just joking.
就是他会对耶稣讲，我比你大。
But during his life, he has memories of Jesus.
但是在他的生命中呢，他有对耶稣的回忆。
He remembers the time when he was 12 and Jesus was 12.
他记得在他12岁，也就是耶稣12岁的时候。
After the Passover, he hears about Jesus staying behind in Jerusalem.
在逾越节以后呢，他听到这个耶稣还在耶路撒冷。
Sitting with the teachers of the law.
在那些律法的教师面前一起坐着。
12-year-old boy listening to what they say,
12岁的男孩就来听他们讲论,
and asking questions no 12-year-old boys should be asking.
问一些问题是12岁的孩子没有办法问到的。
The adults, the teachers of the law are amazed at Jesus.
那些成人，那些教律法的这些老师都非常的惊奇。
And John hears about this.
约翰就听到这个事情。
And as they get older, he talks to Jesus about God and about Scripture.
在他们再长大的时候，他就和耶稣一同谈论神。
And John starts to realize, wow, Jesus is special.
约翰就慢慢的就明白，这耶稣实在是不一般。
He has an understanding and an appreciation and knowledge of God that not even I have.
他有一个对于神的了解，对于神的这样的一个理解是超过我所能达到的。
But his knowledge of Jesus is still limited.
但他的对于耶稣的了解还是有限的。
John's knowledge of Jesus is still limited to Jesus as a great man and a great prophet.
约翰对于耶稣的了解，只是对于他是一个非常伟大的人，是一个伟大的先知。The
full revelation of Jesus didn't come to John until after Jesus was baptized.
对于耶稣的这样的完全的启示呢，约翰到最后主耶稣被受浸以后才表明出来。Remember,
God Himself had told John to go and baptize with water. Preaching repentance.
我们记得呢，神告诫约翰呢，以用水来为这些人施洗。And
when you see the Holy Spirit come down like a dove and rest on this man,
当你看到圣灵像仿佛鸽子降在谁身上的时候，
you will know that he is Son of God.
你就知道这个人就是神的儿子。
So we read, I saw the Spirit come down from heaven as a dove and remain on him. I would not have known him except that the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is he who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is the Son of God.
这就是约翰所说的见证。我曾看见圣灵仿佛鸽子从天降下。 住在他的身上，我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的，我看见了，就证明耶稣是神的儿子。
So this is the background of John the Baptist and his relationship to Jesus.
这就是施洗约翰的背景和他与主耶稣的一个关系。
So from the script,The verses that we just read in Gospel John chapter 1,
我们刚才读的约翰福音第一章的这些经节,
the Pharisees who hear about John,
法利赛人呢也听到这个约翰所讲的,
they send some people to John to ask.
他们就派一些人到约翰那里来问,
they want to know who he is.
他们想知道这个约翰到底是谁,
they ask John,Who are you?
他们就问约翰，你是谁？
John knows who he is, and John knows who he is not.
约翰知道他是谁，也知道他不是谁。
Before they say anything, the first thing he says, I am not the Christ.
那第一件事他说的就是我不是基督。
Because he hears people talking too.
因为他也听到人有些谈论。
He hears, he gets the word that, you know, people are talking about you. People think you're Elijah. People think you're the prophet. People think you're even the Christ.
Yeah, 他也听到人讲论他是有人说他是先知是以利亚。
So he's, first thing he says, I am not the Christ.
第一件事他说的就是我不是基督。
I am not Elijah.
我不是以利亚。
And I am not the prophet that God talked to Moses about.
我也不是那先知，是像摩西那样的先知。
So then the Pharisees ask, then who are you? Because the people who sent us to ask, they want to know who you are.
他们就说你到底是谁啊？我们要回复那些差我来的人。
And his response is faithful to his calling.
他的回答呢就非常的信实。
I am the voice in the desert crying out.
他说呢，我就是那在旷野有人声喊着说
，Make straight the way of the Lord，
修直主的道路。
For all of us，
对于我们所有的人
，We have as a child of God，
作为我神的儿女
，All of us have a calling，
每个人都有对他从神而来的呼召。
All of us have a Not a job, but something that he wants to use us for in our lifetime.
就是神在我们一生中要用我们的这个呼召。
And it behooves us to find out what that calling is.
我们值得我们呢能够来发现神在我们身上的这样的一个呼召。
Because when God calls a child,A believer.
当神要呼召一个信徒的时候
，God Himself will provide the grace and the means to deliver the calling.
神也会把恩典和把这个道路呢给我们，让我们能够来答应这个呼召。
So John the Baptist was faithful to his calling.
所以施洗的约翰对于他神对他的呼召是非常的信实的答应。
Preaching repentance.And witnessing for Christ.
来传这悔改的道啊，来这个来为耶稣基督做见证。
And he came to know his calling through constant prayer, through constant fellowship, through constant reading of the Word of God.
他呢答应神的呼召呢，是借着不停的祷告啊，向神的仰望和交通啊来达到。
Another important thing that about John knowing who he is.
另一件对于约翰知道他是谁的这样的一个重要的事情。
It helps us to know who we are.
也他这就是帮助我们知道我们到底是谁。
I'm sure you have heard stories of many kids who grow up in the church.
我们知道大家都会听到过很多在教会长大的孩子们的故事。
They've done studies. There's, I don't know the numbers in the statistics.
我们或许不知道这个一些统计的数据。
But I'm sure you have heard expressions like many fall away.
但是我们也听到很多这样的说法。
Many deny their Christian faith.
就是很多呢，他也就没有再来相信主。
And even adults can go to church for a long time without really knowing who they are.
很多的这些甚至我们成人也是到教会很多年，但是呢，不知道我们到底是谁。
So I'm sure many of us here know that we are a child of God.
我当然相信大家基本上都知道呢，我们是神的儿女。
But I wonder if there are some of us here who don't know for sure.
我是在想，大家有没有这样的是，他们不能够确切的知道。
The question that I used to ask and I used to be asked myself was, if you die today, do you know where you're going?
有一个问题我常常问的大家，也是常常我自己问自己的，就是当我们今天要是离开这个世界，我们知道我们要到哪去吗？
Not just as a mental exercise, but deep in your heart, if you die today, do you know for sure that you're going to be with Jesus or not?
不是我们头脑中而已，是我们心里面深处，我们知道今天我们若是离开这个世界，我们到底要到哪里去？
Do you know beyond any doubt that you are a child of God?
你有没有任何的怀疑，你是神的儿女？
If we are not sure,
若是我们不能确定,
we need to ask this question about ourselves.
我们需要向我们自己问这个问题。
Because our eternal life depends on it.
因为我们永生的生命就是和这个有关系。
We have, God gives us relationships.
神给我们很多的人际的关系。
We have families, we have friends, and we have fellow students or fellow co-workers.
我们有家庭，我们有朋友们，我们有同事，各种的不同的各种关系。
And it is very helpful for us when we know, if we know where we stand in those relationships.
我们若是知道我们在这些关系中的所站的地位。
What is my role? What is my responsibility as a son or a daughter in this family?
我们作为一个家庭中的儿子或者是女儿，我们身上的职责，我们的责任是在哪里？
What are my responsibilities and what is my role as a father or a mother in this family?
我们作为父亲母亲，我们在这个家庭中的角色和我们的责任是什么？
What is my role and my responsibility in the workplace or in the school?
我们在工作环境或者在学校中，我们的角色和我们的责任是什么？
When we know our responsibilities and our roles in the relationships that we're in,
当我们知道我们在这些各种关系中我们的角色和责任的时候，
it makes things easier, doesn't it?
就会把这些对事情的很有帮助。
The most important relationship, though, we need to be sure of,
这才是最重要的一个我们需要确定的一个关系是，
is that of our relationship with God.
就是我们和神的关系。
What is my responsibility? What is my role in relation to God?
就是我们在神面前的角色和责任是什么样的？
What is my role and my responsibility that God put me in?
我的神所给我的这个角色和责任到底是什么？
At home,
在家中，
at work,
在工作环境，
in the church,
在教会中，
What is God's expectation? What is God's calling for me in these respective places?
神在我身上的这个托付，这个责任，还有在我身上的这些的角色到底是什么？
So this part is about the first part that we talked about. Do you know that you are a child of God is our relationship with God the Father.
这第一点我们所说的就是我们知不知道我们是神的儿女，是讲到我们与父神的关系。
That is the first thing we need to be clear about.
这是我们第一件需要非常清楚的。
And the second thing, once that's established,
当第一件事情确定以后，我们第二件事情就是
Do I know that Jesus is the Lord?
就是我知不知道主耶稣是我们的主？
Do I know that He is my master?
你知不知道啊？我们知不知道啊？主就是我的主人。
If I know in my heart, and if I submit to that role as the subject, as one of the subject of the Lord the King,
若是我们来顺服，作为这个掌管一切的主的，这个下面的，服侍主的。
When we know our position before Jesus as the Lord,
我们若是知道我们在主面前的主是我们的主这样的一个地位，
It makes things easier, doesn't it?
这就会对我们的做事情有帮助。
Because when we know that the Lord is telling us what to do,
当我们知道呢，是主来告诉我们做什么。
Isn't it like this at home? When we know as a son or a daughter that God has put my mom and my dad in authority over me, and we submit to that relationship, it makes things easier.
就像在我们家中，我们若是作为儿子或女儿，我们知道是神把我们的父母亲摆在我们的面前，让我们来顺服他的时候，事情就很容易办。
The problems come when we challenge that authority.
我们的问题是我们常常呢就来挑战神给我们这样的一个。
When we as children, we go to school, we learn, we go to college, and we start to know things more than our parents.
我们作为孩子，我们到学校学很多东西，上大学，我们慢慢的就比我们父母亲学到更多的东西。
When we start to realize, man, my parents are pretty old-fashioned.
我们或许讲到我们的父母亲已经过时了。
They're not with the times.
他们的时代已经过去。
They don't even know how to use a remote control on TV.
他们甚至都不会操纵这个电视机的这些设备。
And we start to challenge their authority in our hearts.
当我们在心中，我们来挑战他们神给的权威的时候，
you know, that's when things get a little rocky.
这样的事情就开始不好办。
Do you know who you are before God?
你知不知道在神面前你是谁？
Are you a child of God?
你是不是神的儿女？
Is Jesus the Lord?
主耶稣是不是你的主？
John's life and his testimony,
约翰的生活和他的见证,
is leading people to Christ.
是把人带到主耶稣那里。
When we read through Gospel John,
当我们读了约翰福音,
John points to signs, miraculous signs.
约翰就提到很多这样的神迹奇事。
First miraculous sign, second miraculous sign.
第一件神迹奇事，第二件神迹奇事。
These signs point to something.
这些的神迹奇事都是指向一些事情。
These signs point to the fact that Jesus is God.
这些的神迹奇事就指向一个事实，就是主耶稣是神。
It points to his deity.
是讲到他所做的。
And John's life itself,
约翰他自己的生活,
and his public testimony and his witness,
他在众人面前所做的见证,
is pointing at Christ.
是指向基督。
You know, John the Baptist, Jesus' first two disciples,
耶稣基督头两个门徒
Andrew and John
安德烈和约翰
They were once John the Baptist's disciples
是施洗约翰 原先是施洗约翰的门徒
John the Baptist sees Jesus walking
施洗约翰看到主耶稣行走
He turns to his disciples and says, Look, the Lamb of God.
他就向他自己的门徒转身说,看哪,这是神的羔羊。
He tells his disciples, Look, that's the Son of God.
他就对他自己的门徒说呢,看,这是神的儿子。
And one of the most telling things about John the Baptist,
这个最能够显示约翰,施洗约翰的这件事情,
the last verses that we read. The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples.
就是我们刚才读到的约翰福音第一章三十五节，在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。
When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, Look, the Lamb of God.
他见耶稣行走就说，看哪，这是神的羔羊。
When these two disciples heard this,
当两个门徒听见这样的话的时候,
they left John. And they started to follow Jesus.
他们就离开了约翰, 来跟从耶稣。
Do you know how hard it is to let go?
你知道, 你们大家都知道, 要让事情离开我们是难的。
I see some gray heads, so I'm sure those of you who have raised children and who have grown children who are adults,
我们当中有些年长的，我们知道我们也抚养孩子长大成人。
I don't know if it was that moment or a period of time.
有在一段时间或者有一些时候。
When you had to let your son or your daughter go.
有时候我们要让我们自己的儿女离开。
They were depending on you for food.
他们要, 靠自己来解决, 这个食物,
for shelter,
解决住,
for wisdom,
解决, 智慧,
for comfort,
这些温暖,
they were yours.
它是属于, 他们是属于你的。
They grow up.
他们长大,
and it's time for them to go.
有个时候到了, 他们就要离开, 父母亲。
And it's time for you to let go.
是作为我们做父母亲的, 就是让这些孩子能够离开我们, 出去自己。
I trust the mothers probably know deeper what this means.
我相信我们当中做母亲的, 对这一点感受更深。
To let your child go. And to be their own man, to be their own woman.
让这些孩子离开我们, 让他们自己成为, 独立的, 男人, 女人, 这是很难。
That is not easy.
是不容易的。
Not easy at all.
一点都不容易。
And here was John teaching and preaching.
这里呢, 约翰就在那里教, 在那里, 传道。
And the Bible never numbers how many disciples he had.
圣经没有讲到他有多少门徒。
John and Andrew were probably one of his better disciples.
约翰和这个安德烈呢, 是他的好的门徒。
They were top one and two students in his class.
或许是他一个, 一个课程, 看他当中出类拔萃的学生。
And when he points to Jesus, he says, Look, the Lamb of God.
但是呢, 约翰却指着耶稣说, 看,这是神的羔羊。
They leave him to follow Jesus.
他们就离开约翰呢, 来跟从主耶稣。
Do you think it was easy for John to let go?
你想约翰这样做容易吗?
No.
不容易。
As much as it hurt him, as much as it saddened him, to see his disciples go.
他让这些门徒离开他的时候, 他里面是有, 很恋恋不舍。
He knew deep in his heart 但在他心中, this is what he had to do.
他应该这样做。
He knows that it is far better for John and Andrew to follow Jesus than him.
他知道因为这些他的门徒,这个约翰和安德烈来跟从主耶稣是比跟随他好很多。
Knowing this fact,
知道这个事实,
that it was for their own good,
就应该这样做。
He points to Jesus.
他就指,
Look, the Son of God.
他就指向耶稣说, 看,
Look, the Lamb of God.
看,
and they go.
他们就离开,
they go. So John's testimony and his witness is not just with his words.
所以约翰的这样见证呢, 不只是他口中所说的,
but his life is a testimony to witness for Christ.
是他的生命和生活, 啊, 就是来见证主耶稣,
because John and Andrew had been disciples of John the Baptist.
这个门徒约翰和这个安德烈呢,已经做施洗约翰的门徒。
They not only hear the things that he says,
他不仅来听到施洗约翰所讲论的,
but they observe the things that he does.
他也来观察施洗约翰所做的。
And they can see that what he says and what he does matches.
他们可以看到约翰的所说和所行是一致的。
So when he speaks with his mouth, they believe him.
所以当约翰,施洗约翰这样做见证的时候, 他们就相信了。
They trust him.
他们就相信约翰。
I'm sure some of you may know, there's a missionary organization in, I don't know if it's exclusively to China.
大家可能有些人知道,有一个专门向着
This missionary organization recruits apparently professionals.
这个的宣教机构呢,是来招一些有这个职业经验的
to go to China to preach the gospel.
去到中国呢,来传福音。
But the instruction that these missionaries are given is this.
这些宣教士呢所得到的这个告诫呢是这样的。
You go work. And if you're a doctor, work as a doctor. If you're a lawyer, if you're an accountant, you go do your job.
就是你若是什么样的职业,无论是医生,律师,或者是做会计的,你就去工作,仍然做你的本行。
But you are not to talk about Jesus.
你不要谈论主耶稣。
What kind of missionary is that, right?
你会问呢,这叫什么传道的?
But they are not to talk about Jesus at all.
他们是不允许来讲论主耶稣。
They are to be a testimony by their behavior, by their actions.
他是要用他们自己的行为和他们所行出来的来见证主耶稣。
And when people see the difference in them,
当人们看到他们身上的不同的时候,
when people observe something about him that's different than other people,
当人看到这些人和其他的这世界上的人不一样的时候,
and when somebody comes to the missionary and says, you know, I've been observing you since you started to work,
有些人就会到这些传道的这些人面前说,我已经观察你好些时候。
There's something about you.
你在你身上有些特别的。
You're different.
你是不同的。
You have joy.
你有喜乐。
You have peace.
你有平安。
And you have assurance. You're sure.
你有心里的确据。
Why are you so different?
为什么你这样不一样呢?
What makes you different?
什么使你和别人不一样呢?
That's when they're supposed to talk about Jesus.
在那个时候, 你就可以把主耶稣, 引进来。
Until then, they are not to speak a word about Jesus.
到那个时候之前呢，你是不应该谈论主耶稣的。
So obviously, well, from what I hear, this ministry is very effective because when they come to ask him, ask them.
我听说呢，这样的宣教机构呢，他们这样的工作的方式非常有效。
And the gospel is shared.
就是在那个时候，当他们来传福音的时候。
The Holy Spirit has already touched something in their hearts.
就是那个时候呢，这个圣灵已经来在那些人的心中做工了。And
their heart is already softened.
他们的心已经被柔软。For
the word of God.
来可以接受神的话。So
John the Baptist.
所以施洗约翰,
some of the things that we can learn from him.
我们可以学到的在他身上的一些的事情。
Who he knows who he is, and he knows who he is not.
他知道他是谁，他知道他不是谁。
Do I know who I am?
我们知不知道我是谁？
Do I know, truly know that I am a child of God?
我自己是不是知道我实在是神的儿女？
And if I truly know that I'm a child of God,
若是我实在是知道我是神的儿女，
Do I also know that Jesus is the Lord?
我们是不是也知道啊，主耶稣是我们的主？
That he is my master.
他是我的主人。
That I am only his servant.
我是他的仆人。
John the Baptist is faithful to his calling.
施洗约翰对神对他的呼召是忠心的。
He was called to preach repentance.
他被呼召来传悔改的道。
He was called to make straight the way of the Lord.
他被呼召来修直主的道路。
And he is faithful to that.
他是对这个是非常忠心的。
No more, nor less.
没有多做，也没有少做。
He doesn't try to be somebody he is not called to be.
他不是要做一个神没有让他呼召他做的事情。
There are many people in this world who are tempted to be, called somebody that they're not.
在这世上有很多人呢，他做事情呢，就是想做一个不是神呼召的这样的一个人。
There are many who are willing when somebody puts us on a pedestal, willing to bask in the glory.
是,
when people give us credit for who we're really not,
当人给我们我们所不称职的这样的我们不配的事情。
Sometimes we take credit for something like that.
我们有时候呢，我们不属于我们的，我们觉得是好像是属于我们的。
So he is faithful to his calling, and finally, his life is a testimony.
他对他自己的呼召非常忠心，而且呢，他也做他自做的见证。
Leading people to Christ.
就是把人引向基督。
What could be better than God using us as an instrument?
若是神能够用我们作为他的器皿，是多何等的好！
When we are used as an instrument to bring a lost one to Christ,
我们可以被神所使用，使这个失丧的人能够被拯救。
A sinner to repentance,
使一个罪人能够悔改。
Eternal death to eternal life,
从一个永死到永生。
Because the Bible says, yet to all who received him, to all who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
因为圣经上讲到说，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
When God is willing to use us as an instrument, as a vehicle,
当神愿意使用我们作为他的器皿，
it may not be like John, like preaching in public, and people come and raise their hands to become believers.
或许我们的服事呢，不是像约翰这样在公共的场所来传道，来使人归向神。
God doesn't call every believer to be an evangelist like that.
神不是呼召我们每一位相信他的啊，像这样在公众场合来传福音。
But when we show love of God to a non-believer,
当我们把神的爱向那些不信的人啊显现的时候
，when we have patience of Christ towards a non-believer.
当我们把基督的那些忍耐来行在那些不信的人面前的时候
，When we give mercy and grace to a non-believer that really don't deserve it，
当我们把神的恩典和怜悯给那些不配的那些信不信神的人的时候
，And God uses those incidents，
神就可以用到这些的事情
，to touch them，
来感动他们
，to ultimately come。To the knowledge of God, Jesus as Christ.
那他们使他们能够回转，能够最后能够明白啊，能够认识主耶稣基督。
What could be better for us believers than to be used like that?
若是我们能够被神这样使用，实在是没有比较更好的。
You know, my wife. Sometimes I'm jealous of my wife.
有时候呢，我非常羡慕我的太太
，because She has a gift to preach.
她有一个神给她的恩赐，就是可以来传福音。
I'm not talking about preaching in a gospel meeting.
我不是讲的那些传福音的聚会那样的，这样来传福音。
But she would talk to them about the gospel, about Christ.
她就会给人讲到这些福音讲到主耶稣。
And she would ask them, invite them to believe in Jesus.
她就会来邀请他们来信主，信主耶稣。
And she has been blessed many times through that.
她也受神的祝福，很多次这样的机会。
I myself personally have experienced very few of those.
我自己呢，在这样场合呢，那比较少。
So when She tells me, on the one hand, I'm so very happy.
她告诉我的这件事情的时候，我一方面呢非常的高兴。
But on the other hand, sometimes I have to admit.
但另一方面呢，我有时候我需要承认的。
Oh man, I wish I was more like that.
我就是好像我不如她在这方面。
But the fact of the matter is,
事实上
，as we live. Before the Lord,
当我们在神的面前生活的时候
，as we serve God,
当我们来服侍主的时候
，in the end, when all things are revealed,
在最后万事显露的时候
，when Jesus says to us, "Hey, remember that time you gave a glass of water to somebody?"
当主耶稣也这样说哈，你有一杯凉水给这我最小中的小子
，you know, I use that.
我可以用到使用这样的机会。
I use that act of kindness to touch him.
我可以用这样的机会呢，来把我的这个慈爱向人显现。
I use that act of kindness to preach the gospel to him.
我可以在这个良善中把福音传给不信的。
What could be better?
实在是没有比这更好的。
Than for God to be willing to use us.
是主可以使用我们作为他的器皿
，to bring the lost ones into his fold，
能够把这些失丧的人能够带到他面前。
May the Lord give us the grace and the joy and the peace。
愿主给我们他的恩典，他的这样的平安和喜乐。
To just live before the Lord，
能够生活在他的面前。
And to be willing to be used by him，
愿意被神所使用。
No matter how great it seems and difficult it seems,
不管多大有多大的困难
，and no matter how small and insignificant it seems,
不管多小的事情
，because when Jesus says, "Well, good," how does that go? Good and
faithful servant. 因为到最后的时候，主会向我们说， 良善又忠心的仆人。
When Jesus says good and faithful servant,
当主说又良善又忠心的仆人,
that little thing that you did,
那一小点事情,
that I put in your heart,
那个是我放在你心里的,
I use that.
我使用了那样的小事,
I use that for my work.
我可以用到那个事情来成就我的。
May the Lord just help us to learn from the testimony of John.
愿主呢借着这个施洗约翰让我们学到我们当学的。
And for us to have a willing heart and the desire to be used like John was.
让我们有一颗心愿意有这样的一个心愿被神所使用。
Okay, let's pray.
明起祷告。
Father, we thank you and praise you.
天父，我们感谢和赞美你。
For your mercy and for your grace.
来感谢你的恩典和怜悯。
That while we were your enemies,
当我们还是做你仇敌的时候,
you, Lord Jesus, was willing to die for us.
你差派耶稣为我们而死。
And you have made your great salvation available to anybody who is willing to believe.
你也把你那宝贵的极大的救恩赐给任何一位愿意相信你的。
And Father, we also thank you.
主，我们也同样感谢你。
That we have been made the Lord's servants.
我们可以成为主的仆人。
Grant us the desire and the heart.
给我们这样的一个心愿，一个心。
To want to please our Master.
能够来愿意来讨我们主耶稣基督的欢心。
Father, we commit each and every one of our hearts here into your hands.
主，我们把我们所有众人的心都交在你的手中。
May you be willing to mold it and shape it according to your pleasure.
让你来改变我们的心，来使得我们能够符合你的心意。
And may you change us from the inside out.
让我们改变能够和你的主旨意。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.